KJAN Sports.
And at 7:20, it is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. In sports, several sports of the summer games in Iowa face registration deadlines this week. Corey Kennedy is a spokesman for the event, which will be held over several weekends.
July 5th is a huge deadline day for us. Anywhere, you know, a lot of our individual sports, from archery to racquetball, disc golf, track and field, that's just to name a few.
Kennedy says today is the early registration deadline for several individual sports, and all the information you may need for the event you're interested in is online.
Obviously, you can go to our website, iowagames.org, and check out all the sports and their sport-specific entry deadlines, but we'll also post, you know, on our Facebook and Twitter and all those accounts to let people know that deadlines are coming up.
Kennedy says they made some adjustments to registering team sports with regard to the rosters that are submitted.
When they used to register, they'd register, and they have to put in all their roster information. Well, now you can register for the team sport without putting your roster in, but every sport has its own roster deadline where they have to have in all the information of all the athletes on the team. But now it's a little easier for the coach, you know, hey, I'm going to have a team. I just don't know who's all going to be on my team.
And the main weekend of competition, including the opening ceremonies, will be July 19th through the 21st. In Major League Baseball, the Chicago Cubs have pulled back into a first-place tie with the Brewers in the National League Central. Chris Bryant hit his 17th homer, and the Cubs ended a four-game losing streak by routing the Pirates 11-3. Bryant tied a season high with four hits, and Robel Garcia finished a double short of the cycle in his first Major League start. Wilson Contreras drove in three runs for the Cubs, who erupted after manager Joe Maddon was ejected following an exchange with a Pittsburgh dugout. The incident ended with Maddon being restrained by home plate umpire Joe West. The Bucs remained three games off the division lead. The Brewers head to Pittsburgh after dropping 3-4 in Cincinnati. Luis Castillo struck out 9 while pitching one-hit ball in the eighth inning, and the Reds' third straight win over the Brewers by a score of 1-0. The Reds are last in the NL Central, but just 3.5 games out of first place. St. Louis is within 1.5 games of the NL Central lead after Dexter Fowler slammed a two-run homer, and Matt Wieters provided the solo shot in the Cardinals' 5-4 win at Seattle. Tommy Edman put the Cardinals out in front with a two-run single in the seventh, one day after belting a pinch-hit three-run homer in the ninth inning. St. Louis bullpen scattered over four hits over 5 2/3 innings after Michael Wacha left the game trailing 4-3 in the fourth. The Braves spotted the Phillies a 4-0 first-inning lead before Dansbury Swanson homered twice and drove in 5 runs in Atlanta's 12-6 romp over the Philadelphia. Ozzie Albies finished the go-ahead 3-run blast in the third before Atlanta expanded its lead in the NL East to 6 games over Washington. The Nationals won for 13th time in 16 games as Anthony Rendon hit a solo homer and a tie-breaking RBI single in a 5-2 victory over the Marlins. Kurt Suzuki homered for the second straight day to help Washington complete a 3-game sweep. Jin Ryu, the All-Star Cody Bellinger, led the Dodgers to their 9th straight home win, that is, a 5-1 victory against the Padres. The Yankees scored 5 times in the 10th inning to double up on the Rays 8-4. The Red Sox pulled out an 8-7 win over the Blue Jays on a tie-breaking solo homer by pinch hitter Marco Hernandez in the 9th inning. Boston took the rubber match of the 3-game series. Elsewhere in baseball, Marcus Semien belted a grand slam and a solo shot in the Athletics' 7-2 victory against the Twins. Francisco Lindor drove in 3 runs, and Jose Ramirez banged out a pair of solo homers as the Indians beat the Royals 8-4 to complete a 3-game sweep. The Indians are within 6 games of the AL Central leading Twins. Lance Lynn matched the Major League lead with his 11th win, and the Rangers avoided a series sweep by whipping the Angels 9-3. Griffin Canning gave up 6 runs over 3 1/3 innings while starting in place of the late Tyler Skaggs, who was found dead in his Texas hotel on Monday. Nico Goodrum lined a 2-run homer while the Tigers were scoring 5 times in the 6th inning of an 11-5 win against the White Sox. In Major League Baseball news, Yankees infielder Gleyber Torres is the latest player added to the American League All-Star team for Tuesday's game in Cleveland. Rays second baseman Brandon Lowe was added to the roster Wednesday in place of Tommy La Stella, but Lowe has been placed on the injured list after fouling a ball off his right shin on Tuesday. Torres became the fourth addition to the AL squad after hitting .298 with 19 home runs and 50 RBIs in his first 78 games of the season. White Sox second baseman Yolmer Sanchez had to leave Thursday's game against the Tigers with a lacerated right hand that required three stitches. Sanchez was stepped on by Tigers first baseman Nico Goodrum when he went back to the bag after a leadoff single in the third. The Phillies have placed reliever Juan Nicasio on the 10-day injured list with a strained left groin. Left-hander Austin Davis was recalled from AAA Lehigh Valley. In tennis news, Australian tennis player Bernard Tomic has been fined £45,000 or $56,500 for not meeting the required professional standards in his first-round loss at Wimbledon. Tomic lost to Joe Wilfried Tsonga 6-2, 6-1, 6-4 on a Tuesday. Zhang Shuai of China became the first player to reach the second week of Wimbledon after knocking out former number one Caroline Wozniacki in the third round. Zhang set up her second match point with a backhand winner and converted it with a volley winner at the net to reach the fourth round for the first time. Wozniacki was up 4-0 in the first set and also broke Zhang in the opening game of the second before losing four straight games. The Dane repeatedly grew frustrated with the result of Hawkeye challenges, complaining to the chair umpire on several occasions that the calls made by the review system were wrong. Wozniacki won the 2018 Australian Open but has never been past the fourth round at Wimbledon, losing at that stage on six occasions. And Coco Gauff will be the headline act on center court at Wimbledon. Not bad for a 15-year-old in her first Grand Slam event. The tournament, the American that is, will play the last match of the day at the All England Club's biggest stadium when she faces Polona Hercog of Slovenia, another unseeded player. Gauff has quickly become a star at the Grass Court Major Championship. She beat five-time Wimbledon champion Venus Williams in the first round and 2017 semifinalist Magdalena Rybakova in the second. Another exciting teenager, 18-year-old Canadian Felix Auger Asilemi, will also try to reach the fourth round when he takes on Ugo Humbert on the number one court. Defending men's champion Novak Djokovic faces Hubert Hurkacz earlier in that arena. And that is a check of our sports this hour, brought to you on KJAN by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.